You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the island.
One trip was only the beginning.
And I'm going to go with a guy for the Seahawks in A.J. Barner at 25-1.
Good protection, man. Open for it. Touchdown. A.J. Barner, the tight end.
The second trip was eye-opening.
Darren Waller, 25-1 as he makes his 2025 debut.
Caught back in the end zone. Touchdown, Darren Waller, his first as a Dolphin.
The third, shocking.
And for Denver, how about Bo Nix? Because Bo knows at QB, calls his own number, 14-1.
Nix wants it on the ground. Touchdown, Denver.
Four straight trips to Femi's Island seemed impossible. But for Femi, the impossible is now probable.
For the 49ers, we've got a lot of Tonges. Jake Tonges at 20-1.
Short drop over the middle, wide open. Touchdown. The tight end Tonges into the end zone. Go figure.
What's his secret?
Grays, sports. Almanac.
He says this book will tell me the outcome of every sporting event till the end of the century. All I have to do is bet on the winner, and I'll never lose.
Tune in Monday as Femi Abebefe attempts to hit five straight first touchdown scores only on Femi's Island.
And I'll see you on the island.
Oh, that is extraordinary from our friend Bill Zimmerman, our executive
our guy,
producer.
Billy
Before
Z.
we get to the WNBA, Tyler, do you have a closing argument to win Nick Kostos' money after that piece of imaging?
Wait till you see the injury reports I put in the chat in about 5 minutes. It's going to blow everybody away.
Someone's got to do it.
All right. Femi, how are you betting the WNBA Finals? Aces and Merck and Femi's Island, of course, coming up. And just, you know, I wanted to do this, but the people that are tweeting like, hey, can Femi come on Sunday? Like, is nothing enough for you swine? For you pigs, is nothing enough? It's unbelievable. You'll get Femi's
Monday,
Island
Thursdays.
On Monday, and that's when it's happening. Femi, how are you betting WNBA Finals in like 30 seconds?
Yeah, I'll be using some of those shekels that we've won over the last week on the island to bet the Las Vegas Aces. I think the Aces win tonight. I'll lay the three. The more I thought about this series, I think Asia Wilson like literally is going to go down as the greatest player in WNBA history, and we get to bet her team at minus 130 with home court advantage to win a seven-game series. I think the Aces win in six or seven. You can bet Aces in six at 5-1 at BetMGM, Aces in seven at plus 425. Pair those bad boys together. If you want to bet Wilson Finals MVP at minus 105, put that on. on top of the Sunday as well. I like the Aces to win it. They don't make a whole lot of sense. Neither do the Mercury, but here's what we got. I think the best player gets it done with the home court advantage.
I just bet some Aces to win the series. You convinced me. And with that,
legendary player.
We turn our attention to the National Football League. It's our bets for week number 5. That was not the cleanest. That was not totally clean from Jake just now.
Tyler just evaluating Jake's performance in real time.
This is great. Also, how do we feel about, for people not watching the show, Mike Brown built these fancy new animations. They look pretty good.
Yeah, they look great. Bill texted them to us yesterday, and I said, this looks awesome. So let's run with it. I'm liking it.
And I said to you guys on the phone, I don't want to see it until we're on the air. I like it. I give my credit. Mike clawing his way out of the ditch that he dug himself in. So good job by Mike Brown here. And Femi, we begin our week 5 NFL betting sojourn across the pond in London with the Vikings and the Browns. Minnesota, 3.5-point favorite. Total in the game, 36.5. Minnesota going to be down 3/5 of its offensive line. Donovan Jackson, Ryan Kelly, and Brian O'Neill. Andrew Van Ginkel out as well. Dylan Gabriel starts for the Browns. Jack Conklin questionable for Cleveland.
Yeah, and Minnesota is also going to be starting a third-string center. The backup to Ryan Kelly also hurt, not going to be playing in the game. Like, this offensive line is in shambles, and because of that, I like Cleveland. I took 3.5 earlier in the week. I bet Moneyline this morning at +175. I think the Browns just win the game outright. I want to lean into the extreme stuff with Dylan Gabriel, who I think if he's just serviceable, Cleveland can win. Because Carson Wentz behind a banged-up O-line against Myles Garrett with how this defense has been playing, best defense in the league damn near, I like Cleveland to get it done. It sounds a little bit weird to back Gabriel in his first start, but I think they've pulled it off. So give me the Browns +3.5 and on the Moneyline.
I am not as confident as you are in this bet, but I did take 4.5 with the Browns earlier this week, so I'm on Cleveland as well. Let's go Brownies in London.
Let's go Brownies.
All right. Colts and the Raiders, Femi, in Indianapolis. Indy holding as a 7-point favorite. Total is 48. The juice is towards Las Vegas. It feels to me like Brock Bowers is not playing. Pete Carroll says he's going to play. Bowers told the media that he feels like he doesn't want to play until he has full explosion and he doesn't have it. So we can go with what Pete Carroll says. It feels like we're not going to know until Sunday, 90 minutes before kickoff. So we'll see about Brock Bowers. Alec Pierce is out for the Colts. We think A.D. Mitchell will start at outside wide receiver. We'll see. And Colts star slot corner Kenny Moore is out. And Tyler Morales missed an important note on the injury stuff here. Xavien Howard retired earlier this week. That is something that should have made the Tyler Morales injury notes. But that's okay, Tyler. I'm still operating at a high capacity here. That's okay.
According to Tyler, that's sort of been baked into the number, I guess. we don't need to even mention that Xavien Howard decided to walk away from football. I'll say this about the Pete Carroll thing, like having covered Pete Carroll when I was up in Seattle working. Like, that dude is positive Pete. So the injury news with him, you always have to take it with a grain of salt. Like, the guy could be coming off a torn Achilles a week prior and says he has a chance to go on Sunday. That's kind of how things roll. So, like, this is legitimately a game-time decision. I'm already invested in on the Raiders at +7. That's the bet that I'm going to ride with. If Bowers is out, it's a bummer, but I've already made the bet. I'm not looking to buy out. If Bowers ever plays in the game, even if he's at like 75-80%, I do think the Raiders can somewhat keep this close. Indy's going to win, but I think this is just a little bit too big of a number for Indianapolis, so I'm on the Raiders.
I did bet the Raiders earlier in the week. I may buy out of it. If Bowers is not going to play, I mean, and Colton Miller. Also, Colton Miller's on IR. That didn't make the Tyler Morales injury report either. I'm calling it right now. Tyler Morales will not win Nick Costos' money this week. We need a better effort, Tyler. If you're going to do the injury reports and you're going to tout yourself as being like the male Stefania Bell, we need better. We need better.
The male Stefania Bell.
I'm going to, congratulations to her on her extension with ESPN. She does a great job.
Yes.
I may buy out of my Raiders bet, not feeling confident in it at the moment. We move on to the Saints and the Giants from the Superdome in Louisiana. New Orleans, a 2-point home favorite, total 42. Dexter Lawrence, another DMP today. He's suffering from an illness. Brian Daboll did say that he expects Lawrence to play. That also did not make Tyler's injury notes. Cesar Ruiz is out for the Saints on their offensive line. Chase Young is out. Femi, how are you betting the Saints and the Giants?
Yeah, I'm not betting this game, at least not as of now. Let's make sure Lawrence is good to go. I'm assuming he's going to play with dealing with an illness there. But I think the best unit in this game is this Giants defense. And that defensive line, I think it have its way against a bad old line in New Orleans. Spencer Rattler's never won a game. If I had to bet it, it would be Giants at plus money on the money line. I might get there this weekend, not there just yet.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I want to figure it out this weekend what I want to do here. I think the Giants fan in me may win out and I may end up betting the Giants. But maybe not.
It's never
safe. I got my show on the Fan on Sunday morning and then the show with Sammy, and I'll figure it out then. But leaning at the moment towards my New York football Giants. You bet on this phenomenal football Friday. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe. Our bets coming up for week 5 in the NFL. All right. Let's go to the Jersey Meadowlands, Femi, where your team, the Dallas Cowboys, visits the 0-4 Jets. Dallas down to a 1.5-point road favorite, total 47.5. Bad injury report for Dallas. Tyler Booker and Tyler Guyton both out, so is Cooper Beebe. CeeDee Lamb out, Kevontae Turpin out, Malik Hooker out. Tyler Smith questionable. The Cowboys could be down 4 starters, Femi, on the offensive line. And I said this a couple days ago. I like the Jets. I bet plus 2.5. I bet money line. Give me gangrene on Sunday against your Cowboys.
If Tyler Smith plays, I'm not going to bet the game. If he's out, I think it's just an avalanche, and this offensive line has no chance. The Jets' defense isn't good, but like, I mean, you cannot be out there with 4 backups protecting Dak Prescott. That does not sound like a good scenario with already CeeDee Lamb and now Kevontae Turpin not playing in the game. So if Tyler Smith is in, no bet. If Tyler Smith is out, I will be betting Jets' money line at plus 105 or at some kind of plus money price. But right now, we're holding steady. Let's just see the actives and inactives 90 minutes prior to kickoff.
All right, so I'm on the Jets. Femi, maybe Jets, but maybe not, depending on the actives and inactives in the game. Fascinating betting game here in Philadelphia, where there was finally a move towards the Eagles today, up from -3.5, now sitting at -4. Feels like the Broncos have been a very popular pick in betting content, which sounds like I'm making fun of it. Like, I really don't mean to do that, just like everyone likes the Broncos this week. I don't, but everyone likes Denver. Total in the game is 43.5. Pretty clean injury report, Femi, for both teams.
Yeah, like that's why you saw the movement. Lane Johnson, all good to go. Jalen Carter, all good to go. Philadelphia Eagles, all good to go. They got my money. I laid 3.5. I actually still think there's value at 4. I think this should be closer in like that 6-ish range. I might be the crazy person here. I'm just that low on Denver or maybe that high on Philadelphia. Maybe it's a combination of the two. I just have not seen Bo Nix play well and beat a contending team. The only team that he's done that against was the Chiefs backups last year, and we all know that they're resting. Like, whenever they play the Bills, the other contenders, the Ravens, etc., they got destroyed. The Eagles are the Super Bowl champions. I think Fangio puts the clamps on this offense. I think the Eagles win this one by a touchdown. Favorite bet of the week, Philadelphia laying 3.5. I still like it at 4.
So I want to hold true to what I've said this week, that I think the Eagles are this year's Kansas City Chiefs. in that I think they're going to win a million games. I don't know if they're going to cover big numbers. And not that this is a big number. Four, you know, they got, if you lay four, like you need them to win by six or seven, it's not a small number. Maybe Denver covers. Maybe. I don't think the Broncos win the game. So if I had to bet the side, I'd lay Philly. What's Philly's money line price right now? Let's see. Eagles are...
I'm saying best that you can find is probably minus 210.
Yeah.
There's a minus 198 that's out there.
Let's see. Just at BetMGM, if I wanted to pair the Eagles, let's say... Oh, how about this? Like, Eagles with Yankees to win the series against Toronto. Plus 140. I don't hate
that. Like that.
What about the Eagles and the Cardinals money line? That's minus 125. I'm going to figure out some ways to play Eagles money line. Maybe they cover, maybe they don't. I would only bet the Eagles, but I do think the Eagles are going to win. I think they're this year's version of the Kansas City Chiefs. We move on to the Dolphins and the Panthers in Carolina. Miami, about a one-point road favorite, total 44.5. See, Tyler's adjusting. He put in the notes that Tyreek Hill's out for the season. That's a good job by Tyler, who's editing on the fly. Storm Duck continues to be out for Miami. Chuba Hubbard's out for Carolina, so it'll be Rico Dowdle and Travis's brother, seriously, Trevor Etienne, as Carolina's running backs.
I don't know what to do with this game. I think it's a pick'em game. You're around that price. Like, should Miami get credit of being favored over anybody on the road? Maybe not, but Carolina might be the worst team in the league. I think that everything is working properly here. I bless the hearts of those who are betting this game and have a strong opinion. I do not. I think these are both two terrible teams. We'll watch it as a fact-finding mission, but no bet for me.
Yeah, I think this is probably a pass for me as well. If I had to do anything, maybe under 44.5, but I'll finalize any plays that I have on Sunday. All right, Texans and the Ravens. A lot going on here, obviously. Houston, 1.5-point road favorites. Total sitting at 40.5. All right, so this is going to take a little bit for the Ravens. Lamar Jackson officially out. Cooper Rush will start. Shadobe Awuzie, Marlon Humphrey, Patrick Ricard, Roquan Smith are all out. Kyle Hamilton, Adafe Owe, Ronnie Stanley, and Tez Walker, all questionable for the Ravens. I'm guessing this means, Tyler, that Nate Wiggins is playing, which is a big deal. And Nnamdi Madubuike out for the season for Baltimore. And Broderick Washington's on IR. Tyler forgot those. Pretty clean injury report, Femi, from the Texans. How are you betting this game?
So we talk about fallen hero spots on the show quite a bit. And this is obviously multiple heroes that we have for the Baltimore Ravens.
No,
but even
no,
with
this
that
is like
said,
Thanos killed the Avengers. That's what this is.
But Derrick Henry's still there, for whatever it's worth, come Sunday. I do like Baltimore, the more I thought about this game throughout the week. Like early on, I was like, man, this might be too many guys that are hurt. At some point, it becomes to be too much in terms of the adjustment. And this was supposed to be 9.5, and yeah, it goes down to 6.5, and now we go all the way out to Houston -2.5. I'm expecting that we hang out here pending a really, really bad active and inactive list for the Ravens 90 minutes prior to kickoff. Like, if Hamilton's out, we're going to 2.5, probably, and the rest of those guys. Like, that's going to be bad. But if those guys play, I actually think that this should be a pick. And at plus money price, I'm going to back the Baltimore Ravens against a dreadful Texans team. And I say that as somebody who was high on Houston going into this season. I'm dead wrong on the Texans. This team sucks, and I would not trust them at a minus price against anyone in the league on the road. So I'm back in Baltimore. I just want to make sure that we get a good injury report 90 minutes prior to kickoff.
You would take them at the Titans. I'll speak for you when I say that. Just like in case people are like, well, what about Tennessee? Yes, Tennessee, because they're terrible.
Yeah, like you said, that would never happen. Yeah,
if Hamilton, Owe, Stanley miss, you can make a case that the Baltimore Ravens are the worst team in the league. Probably not as bad as Tennessee, just because Brian Callahan might be the worst coach ever, but they might be 31 out of 32. If all the guys that are questionable are out, in addition to the guys that are actually out. And if that's the case, I want to bet Houston. But to Femi's point, if these guys all play, we got to consider Baltimore. I said to Femi off air today during a commercial break, I think this game is going to provide one of the best betting opportunities of the season. We're just not going to know what it is until 90 minutes before kickoff when the injury report comes out. On the other side, we will finalize our bets for Week 5 in the NFL. And more importantly, we will find out who wins Nick Kostos' money.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.